The thing I used to encounter when I was trying cases was every time I would get ready to sit down and do a voir dire, I would literally just have to kind of sit there with a blank legal pad and try to construct the cases and construct the questions. And I really didn't have a checklist. And so what I did in this column in the Advocate, that's the name of the publication of the litigation section, what I did in this column was say, okay, here at the minimum are the questions you need to ask. You need to ask these questions, and you better not be asking these questions. And so that if you want to look at that checklist, take a look at it. Again, it's in the Advocate. And let me also preface by saying that there were several things that I want to go through this relatively quickly because I don't have a lot of time, which is consistent with what you encounter in a car wreck case. You know, what's the judge going to typically give you? 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you know, if you're lucky, an hour. I usually ask people how much time you want, and they'll say, you know, give me 30, 45 minutes. I'll say, fine. If they want to say, you know, give me 2 hours, then we're going to have a conversation. So you don't have a lot of time. So you have to construct your questions efficiently, and how can I get the maximum amount of information in the least amount of time? And that is your goal. So, for example, I tell people, please, 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 you know, do not go through that old tired, hackneyed proposition that who knows why it was done, where you walk down the row and you say, well, juror number one, tell me about how how'd you become a post office worker? Because you have this desire, I need to talk to everybody to establish a relationship with everyone. Well, that's just silly, okay? It's silly because that is not your goal, to establish a relationship with everybody. You have one goal in voir dire: find bad jurors.